Now, do you ever feel like you're a little too divorced from your democracy or a bit separated from elected representatives? What if you, as an individual, had a genuine direct influence on the way your politicians voted on any issues, bills, or policies? Believe it or not, there are two parties promising something just like that, both of which are wanting to use the internet to make it happen. Flux is one of them, and another is Online Direct Democracy. One of their candidates, Tuula Zordes, joins me on the phone. Good morning, Tuula.
Good morning, Nick, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, Online Direct Democracy, according to its policy platform on the website, has one overriding policy, and that is to represent in government the wishes of the clear majority view. But how are you guys accomplishing that?
That's absolutely right, Nick. And I have to tell you, there may be two parties, the other one being Flux. We are the first online direct democracy party, and we are not for profit, which, you know, basically we're doing it for all the right reasons, mm-hmm. and that is to empower people by representing their majority vote. And the way we're doing it is we have developed a very sophisticated platform called Polyweb.
Oh.
Now, people can actually go to Polyweb even now. It's Polyweb as in polyweb.org, and they can upload their issues. And can I tell you, I've received countless emails from different interest groups and issues that would literally break your heart. And things like as simple as marriage equality, for example, say that was uploaded onto Polyweb. It encourages discussion because it's online and it's easy to use. It will entice our young voters who have lost any interest and have been disengaged. In fact, I think the statistics are one in five young voters actually votes. And as well as that, as well as encouraging discussion and engaging everybody, you're able then to vote. And should we be voted in, my job, I am actually signed legally to take the majority view straight to Parliament and represent that.
So absolutely,
now,
anything that comes through as majority on Polyweb is now policy for you guys. Is that how that works?
Not exactly. What I mean, the whole Polyweb is actually encouraging engagement and participation. But for us to actually take that into Parliament, we have to be have a seat in Parliament or in the or the upper house, the Senate, of course. And what we're doing is providing transparency and true democracy, empowering the people, because we're going to be publishing every bill online. Now, let's look at, I realise that there are hundreds of bills, so people aren't actually obliged to vote if they don't want to.
Okay.
But it does give people the freedom to express their views and vote on issues that matter to them, like marriage equality, like, for instance, affordable housing, like the detention centre situation. You know, the current government is proposing a $160 million plebiscite on marriage equality when we have so many urgent issues, and we already know the majority of the population would vote for marriage equality.
Now, when you say
things like that.
When you say people can jump onto Polyweb, and this is what interests me, this is everybody, not just party members, not just people who voted for you, but absolutely anyone can participate in Polyweb. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And this is how, you know, I can guarantee you that we are genuine in empowering the people. You know, if you look at our constitution as well, even parties want to use it. And we've offered that to other political parties who want to have a more consultative process with their constituents. So, yeah, it's open to absolutely everyone. It's as safe as banking online. We've developed a very sophisticated system. It's taken a long time in the process, and we're very proud of it. You can go and have a look at it. Yeah,
well, that was going to be my next question, was about security, because obviously that could be a concern, but it sounds like your party is very confident about the way it's put this together.
Absolutely. We are, Nick, yes. And in fact, you know, people have to vote. They can only vote once with the their electoral roll enrollment. And then there are several security steps that people need to take before they can actually use it. But once you're on, it's very easy to use. It'll be like Facebook. So I think it'll be really exciting, especially for our young population, to get into it again and have that debate and know that their vote will actually count.
I think the vote counting is very important. I like the way you talked about the engagement before, because obviously that's an essential kind of element for a lot of young voters. They do feel disenfranchised, and getting engaged again is obviously very important. But if England's recent referendum taught us anything, it's that sometimes the majority might be a bit confused about what they're voting for. So do you think that there's a massive education commitment from you guys to make sure people understand what the bills are about?
Absolutely. The whole point of this is that people make an informed decision. So we're publishing every bill online, and we're ensuring that it is translated in layman's terms in the most objective and precise way. So, and what we know of people, I mean, we're online 24/7. We know that people who are online are engaged and are informed, and they will have that information to then make an informed decision. But I agree with you. I mean, on that level, yeah.
I'll tell her this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for talking to Breakfast.
Thank you, Nick, and have a great day.
You too.